So John was in first grade, and we got a call from his teacher that he had put his head down on his desk, and he said to her, "I can't see." The ophthalmologist knew immediately that he had migraines. So that was the beginning of a long journey with doctors to try to find him help. And unfortunately, in those days, there weren't many options for pain management that weren't addictive. They started pushing opiates on him at a very young age.
How old?
When he was 7 or 8. There was one doctor in particular that would prescribe him 100 Norco at a time with multiple refills. And so they just kept throwing pills because they didn't know what to do to help him.
Medical education is now and has been totally deficient in education of healthcare providers about pain. Mm-hmm. And it's been very difficult to improve that situation.
We like to quote a study that came out in 2011 that the median number of instructional hours that people get in medical school on pain is 7, which is about a third of what veterinarians get.
But the difference between humans and animals is animals don't have chronic pain the way humans do. Animals hurt because there's something wrong in their body. Most of the pain problems that we deal with are people whose brains aren't working right and they're getting messages from their body that says there's something wrong when there isn't. And so for humans, pain is a lot more complex.
So I see 17 patients a day. Half of my time is spent charting on the computer, and but in a rushed situation, which it often is, I have to and it's very stressful in trying to determine in 10 minutes, should I give this person a pain pill, an opiate, or should I give ibuprofen when they're sitting on the exam table crying and holding their knee? Mm. And sometimes, say, it's a migraine headache and someone's crying and in pain and has their sunglasses on and the light's out. There's no test for a migraine headache. Mm-hmm. There's no blood test. There's no CAT scan. There's nothing you can do to prove.
There is a universally agreed upon definition that was promulgated by the International Association for the Study of Pain, mm-hmm, 40 years ago or so. Pain is an unpleasant sensory and emotional experience related to tissue damage or described in such terms. And the last phrase is critically important, or described in such terms. Somebody has pain if they say they do, whether or not you can find the cause. And in many cases, you can't find the cause. What sends me into orbit when I hear somebody say, well, there's physical pain, there's psychological pain, that's nonsense. All pain is generated in the brain, and it's all pain. There is no such thing as a psychological pain or a physical pain.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people suffer from pain. I mean, all kinds of pain. And people make choices on how they're going to live their lives when they live with pain. And it's not an easy choice. And we were, Terry, Johnny's dad and I, we were so proud of Jonathan because he made a conscious choice to live joyfully.